It's Monday, June 6, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today. Almost back to pre-pandemic jobs levels, but not in the same places. Right to repair becomes law as privacy might just happen too. Elon Musk on remote work, and the prediction I got right. This is the Business of Tech. So, job market conditions. Insider reports on the data released Friday, which added 390,000 non-farm payroll jobs. That's above the forecast. That puts the country on pace to complete the labor market recovery to pre-pandemic levels by the end of July. Digging into that data, there's significant shifts in where jobs are. Professional and business services are up 821,000 jobs, but leisure and hospitality are down 1.3 million jobs. Another insider article breaks down some of the trends in the economy. While stocks and tech are down, the economy is quite strong. The thesis? Spending is shifting in the economy away from goods into services, restaurants, movies, and travel. Kayak reports a 22% increase in travel, for example. And the article notes that tech is not the whole market. Quoting, "One reason interest rates have risen is that economic growth is more widespread. Instead of a few uniquely positioned companies sucking up most consumer spending, many industries are open and getting a slice of the pie. This broad-based strength is the opposite of what the recessionistas want you to believe. Higher rates also mean that making bets on future returns from high-flying tech companies isn't as appealing as investing in bread-and-butter companies with strong profits. Why roll the dice on a tech startup when the outlook has improved for a traditional industrial conglomerate?" And people are spending. Actual consumer spending has advanced by 2.6% at an annual rate over the past two quarters. Why do we care? There's a subtlety to this that is why I keep revisiting it. The temptation is to think the market is experiencing one consistent set of conditions. Turns out, this will be a lot more inconsistent. IT services companies will straddle the worlds too, living in tech, a market feeling distinct pressures, and bridging that to what consumers and customers are experiencing, from consumers and retail to the various served industries. Which is why we care. You'll want to be digging into specific industries as appropriate for you. The New York State Legislature has passed the U.S.'s first right to repair bill. The Fair Repair Act would require all manufacturers who sell digital electronic products within state borders to make tools, parts, and instructions for repair available to both consumers and independent shops. It will take effect 1 year after being passed into law. It's still awaiting the governor's signature, although expected to be signed. Meanwhile, in pending laws, a potential deal in the House and Senate around data privacy at the federal level. The proposed bill would allow users to opt out of targeted advertisements and sue internet companies that improperly sell their data. It's still a ways to go, but it's notably the most significant breakthrough in federal privacy policy. There's a lot in there, including allowing Americans to access their data and request it be deleted or corrected. Another piece of proposed legislation focuses on medical devices. This would require the Food and Drug Administration to issue cybersecurity guidelines regularly and share information about vulnerable devices on its website. Why do we care? I'm working backward, an actual set of movements on privacy and security. You can see Congress working on security broadly and defining portions of privacy laws, because it may go the way of right to repair and become actual law. New York is a significant market, making little sense for manufacturers to distribute only there. One state alone, making it law, is essentially all required to make it a thing. Patience pays. Let me start by saying I'm not too fond of Elon Musk stories. I'm going somewhere with this one, however. Let's catch up. Last week, Musk demanded his employees come back to the office or, quote, pretend to work somewhere else. The email to employees indicates that if workers don't show up to the office, quote, we will assume you have resigned. there's an exception for those he grants permission to continue to work from home. That was followed by a Reuters report that Musk was looking to cut about 10% of the Tesla workforce. Oh, and today, he may be backing those cuts off. For context, in 2018, he cut 9% of salaried workers, and in 2019, he cut 7% of full-time employees. In 2020, they did a pandemic-related set of furloughs. And as a fun coda to this, Microsoft recruiters, in a now-deleted tweet, specifically called out that Microsoft offers all the options. Why do we care? What's an easy way to cut your workforce? Piss some of them off so they quit on their own. Honestly, I'm dismissive of all the noise that links Musk to remote work. I don't believe Tesla is the model of remote work anyway. And frankly, Musk sounds like a horrible manager. But encoded in his message are two parts. First, he will approve those prickly, worth-it employees. And second, he's cutting staff, which he does aggressively and regularly. So don't read this as a statement on remote work. Read it as a way to cut staff, which others will jump on. Microsoft is savvy. From a management perspective, who do you want to manage you? I'm taking a prediction victory lap here. Augment, who makes SaaS management software, announced an agreement with SeedPod Cyber to offer 40% off on cyber insurance for joint customers. Why do we care? I expect to see more of this style of partnership, putting your money where your mouth is. And I got a prediction right here. Remember Huntress, the cyber startup that helps MSPs detect footholds and persistent malware? If you haven't checked out their platform recently, it might be time for a fresh look. Huntress has added a ton of new features and functionality to its managed security platform, including EDR capabilities, a powerful next-gen antivirus, ransomware detection, and much, much more. They're on a mission to secure the 99%, those small and mid-market businesses, via IT services companies. Visit huntress.com/MSPradio to learn more and more about how they can help you grow your cybersecurity practice or start a free 21-day trial. Thanks for listening. Today is National Yo-Yo Day, National Eyewear Day, and National Drive-In Movie Day. I'm not sure I've got a particularly funny quip for those. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.